USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccination receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Joe DeGuest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan was put on the fast track by the House Friday without any Republican votes. Not negotiating for a smaller relief package is a missed opportunity, according to Russ Vaught. The former head of the Office of Management and Budget tells Fox News that economic advisors on both sides of the aisle don't believe that a package that big will have a dramatic effect on the economy.
You had a good number of senators that were willing to go forward and do something more, much more restrained, $600 billion. There's still $1 trillion that has not been spent. Schools have not been reopened. The school money that's already been appropriated has not been spent, has not been sent out. And as a result, why is it that they are so insistent on getting another $170 billion chunk of school funding before they allow the schools to be opened up and have CDC guidance along those lines? So, look, this is a very expensive package. We could be sitting on a tinderbox from the standpoint of inflation. This is not wise, and you're seeing that from Larry Summers, who was a former Treasury Secretary on the Democratic side.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Fox News scratches one of its most popular shows. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Fox has announced it canceled its highly rated show hosted by Lou Dobbs one day after he was named in a $2.7 billion defamation suit filed by voting technology company Smartmatic. The media company didn't disclose why Lou Dobbs tonight was benched from the Fox Business lineup. Dobbs, 75, began hosting the program in 2011 after rising to fame on CNN. In response to the news of his departure, former President Trump issued a statement to the New York Times calling the host great.
And the only man to take the heavyweight championship away from Muhammad Ali has passed away.
They knew. There it is. Spikes has won it. Leon Spikes has won the heavyweight championship of the world.
Incredible.
Leon Spinks died Friday after a battle with prostate cancer. Spinks began his career as an amateur standout, winning three straight AAU national championships at light heavyweight and capturing a silver medal at the 1975 Pan American Games and gold at the 1976 Olympics. He made history on February 15, 1978, pulling off one of boxing's biggest upsets to take the undisputed heavyweight championship from Muhammad Ali in a 15-round split decision. Spinks was the only man to defeat Ali in the ring for a title. He'd lose the title back to Ali later that year and finish his professional career with a 26-17-3 record. He was inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame in 2017. Leon Spinks was 67. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.